T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome you here to Midtown Atlanta. What a wonderful day for the Falcon organization as Michael Vick and Roddy White will officially retire, I guess. And we're fortunate enough to get both these guys together. Mike, of course, the number one pick in 2001. Roddy was the 27th pick in 2005, which, I'm sorry, guys, it seems like yesterday. Maybe, yeah, I'm getting old. Do you got what kind of emotions today, Mike?
Just a great deal of emotions. Just very excited that, you know, we've gotten to this point, especially having the opportunity to do it, you know, with my brother Roddy. And, you know, I came in before him.
Sure.
He was maybe three or four years after me. And just the battles that we had, the times on the field, you know, moments in the huddle. Mm-hmm. And to watch him go on and become a successful player, mentor a guy, help him become successful. I went on to do the same things. That really embodies what the NFL is all about. And I think, you know, we've been able to live it. And now we can reap the reward of, you know, retiring, you know, with the team that means a lot to us.
Roddy?
Oh, man. Man, Mike said a lot, man. How I feel about the situation is I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to have a bunch of emotion or like that.
Is it a happy day?
Yeah, I just remember it just being fun.
You know,
from the time I entered locker room, from the time I met Mike, from the time, you know, we went out there and battled together on the field and things like that. And the good times we had together, you know, and just the special moments. A lot of times we were out there and I was watching Mike, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I should have been doing my job, but you know, that's how good that's how good it was, you know. And you know, when you play as long as Mike and I did in the league, you have an appreciation for everything that you've accomplished over that time. You know, when you look back at everything that went on throughout your career, it just validates you as a person and how special you are, man. And that's what I remember most, man. You know, all the good times that we had, you know, in the locker room.
Right.
You know, those moments you can't really give it back, you know. Yep. There's a lot of information we can't really unleash, you know, about the things that we used to talk about in the locker room. But it's just special moments, man. It was just special moments like that, man. That's where you get these bonds at. And that's how they grow. And they continue to be, like me and Mike, and like continue to be brothers outside of football and continue our relationship on.
Well, in our time together here, needless to say, the home game a year ago against New Orleans. I've been blessed to be in this market 20-some years. I've talked to Falcon fans who remember when the organization was launched in the 60s.
Yeah.
When you guys came out at halftime last year and that ovation from that crowd, how much did that factor into, oh, my goodness, I mean – Mike, I know you talked to Arch before the game about what it was like to be back, but then that moment occurred.
You know, I just remember asking Roddy before we went out, like, bro, what do you think they're going to do? And he was just like, you just wait and see. And I had no idea. I was kind of leaning on him, and I'm so thankful that I was able to ride out with him in that moment. And I didn't have to do it by myself. And you know, we went out there, man. It was electric, man. I think me and Roddy did some remarkable things in my 6-year tenure. And
sure.
Then, you know, he played, what, 10-plus?
11.
11-plus years, one franchise.
Right.
I mean, it don't get no better than that. So the memories, I think, is what people have to live on. And, you know, right there in that moment, it showed.
Well, it's great to have Todd McClure here, and I know he's going to be part of the ceremony. But it was interesting in talking with him. You guys changed the dynamic. When you arrived as the number one pick in 2001, Roddy came in, as you noted, 4 years later, Mike. Collectively, over your combined tenure here, you guys really did bridge a dynamic of impact with this organization in the National Football League. Yes, they had been to a Super Bowl in 98, but really when you arrived, Mike, and then Roddy came behind, you were the players of impact, and then Mr. Blank's ownership changed the dynamic of what the NFL is in this market, I think.
Yeah, it actually did, man. Mike kind of changed the culture, because when Mike first got in, well, when I first got to the team, and I was watching Mike before I got there, and all I used to hear about is Atlanta and like the games and what Mike can do and what, and I was watching it, and every night it was like highlights. It was like highlights, and you know, it was like the whole Mike Vick experience, you know, and I was just so happy to be a part of that. Like, I'm going to be playing with Mike Vick. I always tell people, like, when I got drafted in 05, I'm like, man, I'm going to play with Mike Vick. I wouldn't even talk about the Falcons. I'm just going to play with Mike. You know? so, you know, and then when he took it over and they started winning so many games, and they went to the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I got there and we continued to win and win and win, you know, it just shows, man, what kind of staple that we had over, you know, our time here, and, you know, how well that franchise did when we were here.
You guys comfortable with being the bridge of this franchise between its two Super Bowl appearances so far? I mean, obviously, you came here right after the one at the end of the 98 regular season. You finished up just before the one last year. You guys comfortable with the legacy that's kind of being written about your impact with this team?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think the game is supposed to always evolve, and it's supposed to always grow. And, you know, as young guys, we don't understand that at some point we can be pioneers in this game, and it'll be our responsibility to look back and make sure that, you know, the guys who come after us, the next generation, you know, is situated and comfortable. And, you know, it's about growth in the game. I love the way and the state that this franchise is in, and moving forward, you know, what they have to look forward to. And it's going to be fun to watch. I think, you know, it's just a testament to everybody doing their job.
I know you told Arch that last year before the New Orleans game. Roddy, I know you still close to a lot of these guys as well. Oh, yeah. So you're excited about where this group is going.
Absolutely. I think the team's going to be really good, you know, for years to come. The angle, I mean, the situation they're in, they're young. You know, they got a bunch of good young, I mean, electric players. And they're going to be good, man. They got a really good, of course, they got a really good quarterback. You know? So that helps out the situation. So
really good wide receiver,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Really good running back.
Really good running back.
Really good defense.
Really good defense.
So, you know, they're set up, you know, to win in the long run for a very long time. And, you know, I'm just happy the way it's going for them. You know, especially when you, like, kind of – you were there to build the mold. Like, you were there in the locker room to help mm-hmm. all the young guys get to this point to where now they're all special. And, you know, they're all out there and they're all making Pro Bowls and they're all in the same – they're all playing at such a high level, you know. And – I was like, I was there. You know, I helped that process.
This
you know,
is beautiful.
So, yeah.
Like, I did the same for him. And I won't get into some of the conversations that we had, but
sure.
I always tried to ensure him that, listen, in time, you will be a great one. You will be a great player.
Yeah.
You'll understand, you know, the process. And what Roddy has done for Julio, you know, Julio's a great talent, and but he needed some sort of mentorship.
Right.
And it came through Roddy. And we've seen Julio become one of the best in the league. And I commend him for doing such a great job and carrying on that role. The things that I tried to teach him and show him, I seen him turn around and do it, and that's what it's all about.
All right, if I were a Falcon fan and you want me to remember one play from
one
your
play?
Falcon career, Roddy, I'm going to ask you first because this might be tough for Mike because he had a bucket of them. But what's
he did
the,
too.
Yeah, he did have a bucket.
I don't have a one specific play that I.
Is there one game you want me to remember if I'm a big Falcon fan and I remember the guy from UAB showing up here?
The one I'll tell you one of the best games I ever played, and it was against the Cincinnati Bengals. And the reason why I thought it was the best game I ever played was because it was like the second drive of the game. And it was like third and five. This is no lie. And we had like a little option to the left. So I'm running a little 6-yard option route, and Matt throw the ball. It's kind of low, and it's to the left. And he throws it underneath my knees, and the only thing I could do was reach out with one hand and grab it. And I never caught a ball one-handed with my left hand ever in my life. And I caught that ball, and I turned it up and went for like 15 yards. I knew it was going to be a good day. When I caught that ball, I knew it was going to be a good day.
I remember a 90-yard slip screen in San Francisco, but that's another story.
so many.
Saturday Night Panther game?
Nah, I think.
In 04?
One of the best games is definitely, I think, for me, Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, the playoff game.
Playoff game. And it was history made that night. But a favorite play was when I made the guys against Minnesota run into each other. Only because I didn't – it wasn't planned. It just happened like that. And
it was, know, the Mike Vick experience.
Now it's a hilarious moment in sports.
Just so we can document this for you guys, Mike, 71 touchdown passes, 21 rushing scores here. Of course, in 2006, in my mind, you changed the dynamic of what the quarterback position is in the NFL when you threw for 2,400 and ran for 1,000. 10 game-winning drives, including 4 in 2004 and the Saturday Night Panther game.
Oh, nice.
Roddy, 171 games in the helmet for Atlanta, 115 catches in 2010, which is still in the top 20 all-time for single-season efforts, wow. 63 touchdown catches, 19 of the 63, by the way, against the Panthers and the Saints. I just like to let Carolina and New Orleans remember how good you were, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like playing in those games.
Big games.
Fifth player in history with three straight seasons of 90 catches and 1,200 yards. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal storybook for both you guys. And as Dave and I say, it's been a blessing and a pleasure to watch you guys perform and to be able to talk about it. And congratulations on today. I think the good news for Atlanta is that you guys are kind of remembered in this market. I think that's the one thing that's fun for us going forward, too, as a franchise and as a sports city. Huh?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Congratulations to you guys. Great to be with you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Michael Vick, Roddy White. We're live in Midtown Atlanta on your home of the Falcons, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.